Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
In the high-pressure world of business, executives often prioritize company performance over their personal health. But what are the hidden costs of neglecting executive well-being? Is this a growing problem, and what impact is this having on individuals and organizations they lead? Joining me now to discuss this critical issue is Anthony Seif, who is Chief Operating Officer of Infinity Medical Concierge. And Anthony, first of all then, how big a problem is all of this?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeremy. And the problem is very pronounced on a global level and obviously in a South African context as well. What we're seeing is that the pressure that executives are under is really immense, and that leads to many lifestyle issues, which ultimately leads to stress, to alcohol abuse, to smoking, to sleep issues, to burnout, weight issues, poor exercise. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with all these lifestyle issues that come from the pressure that executives are under. And yeah, ultimately, that results in cardiovascular disease, in cancer, in dementia. And a lot of these issues are left unchecked when it comes to corporate executives who just don't have time to take care of the basics, never mind a lot of the preventative healthcare that should
be. And Anthony, do you think the problem is worsening?
I think the problem is worsening just as pressure increases. We've seen it in our practice at Infinity Medical Concierge. We work with a lot of executives, and we've seen these lifestyle issues just exacerbating. I think that the issues are becoming more pronounced, and the neglect of those issues is becoming more of an issue as well.
And there's a direct link then between poor health and not looking after yourself and product or profitability and productivity.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's very interesting that a lot of companies spend a lot of money on key person insurance to insure the company in the event that something's going to happen to one of the executives, but they don't spend as much time, effort, and energy on focusing on keeping those executives healthy. And, the impact that, the loss of an executive or an unhealthy executive could have on the business is really substantial. You know, it ultimately leads to no leadership in a business if you lose one of your executives. You've got that institutional knowledge that just can't be replaced so easy. And then, you know, as everyone's familiar, the cost and the time to source new candidates could really have a massive impact on a large business.
Now, you've mentioned lifestyle factors like stress, sleep issues, alcohol, but Anthony, are these not issues that every South African business faces, not just those at the upper echelons? What makes executives so unique in this regard?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think everyone does face these issues. What we see with executives is just the manic pace of their lifestyles often leads to a neglect that they just don't have a chance to deal with. And as I said, like, that also comes down to just basic preventative medicine that they should be doing, and your regular cancer screens and checks and consults that often, unfortunately, just gets left behind when you're at the helm of a large company and you don't have time for the basics.
You make sense, but some critics might say this is just an attempt to over-medicalize executive well-being rather than just focus on systemic issues and problems within companies.
I've never heard that before. You know, I don't think over-medicalizing is an issue that we face. And, at Infinity Medical Concierge, we help a lot of executives. And, you know, I'll just give you one example of a case that we dealt with quite recently. We met with a gentleman who's really a titan of his industry, his mid-60s. We sat across the table from him. He thought he was 100% healthy. He's been for his annual medicals and for his checkups, and he actually thought that he was on top of his healthcare. And when we actually started poking and prodding and looking into his health concerns, we picked up an early stage of bone marrow cancer that he wasn't familiar with, he wasn't aware of. We're lucky that we are able to pick it up, and has a huge impact on his lifestyle. Now it's going to have a massive impact on his business. You know, if he wouldn't have picked this up and he wouldn't have come to us, he only would have seen this when he started seeing symptoms in 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And the impact that it would have had on his lifestyle is obviously is quite significant. And the impact that it would have had on the business is massive as well.
So of that, there is no doubt. So annual medical checkups are one thing for executives, but is the suggestion then that companies should maybe invest in more comprehensive, ongoing health programs?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and a lot of companies do focus on annual medicals, but what we found is that it often ends up being a tick box exercise. It's something that the HR department mandates for all the executives, and what that's really giving you is a snapshot in time of your health. And then often there's follow-ups that are required, there's specialist visits that are required. With the busy schedules that these executives have, these follow-ups never get actioned. The executives are often not sure which specialist to go to for a lot of these follow-ups. And then what often ends up happening is they'd go for the next annual medical in a year's time, or in 3, 4, 5 years' time, as the cases often happens. And then you find more issues that should have been addressed initially. And that's why what we advocate for is a more proactive process that is more continuous and more regular, and also gives you access to the top specialists as
Is
well.
there not an argument, though, Anthony, that many executives are well compensated enough to take care of their own health? And it begs the question why companies themselves should shoulder that responsibility.
I think it's a very interesting question, and it's a good question. Theoretically, you're 100% right that it is a personal issue, but when you are at the helm of a large business, it does become a business issue as well. And we see big companies focusing on different areas of compensation and of the employee value proposition for all the employees, and especially for top executives. And obviously remuneration is a big factor there, and the softer benefits as well. But we find that healthcare is becoming more of an element in that employee value proposition that companies are offering to their employees and to the executives, which obviously benefits the executives and the individuals, but ultimately it benefits the company as well for the reasons I outlined earlier.
Is it difficult to convince corporate shareholders that investing in executive health isn't a cost but a strategic advantage for long-term growth and stability?
At Infinity Medical Concierge, we haven't really had that issue at all. We found that the service for what we do generally, and the concept of executive wellness and health really sells itself. People understand the value and the impact that it has on the organization and that it has on the executives. And ultimately, if you look at the cost of a comprehensive executive wellness program versus the cost of losing a key executive, or having a key executive who's unable to perform at their peak, the costs are really insignificant. So I think it's something that shareholders understand, and we've seen a lot of support from shareholders and from executives, HR departments, etc.
There is no doubt that you raise a very important issue. Anthony Seif, Chief Operating Officer, Infinity Medical Concierge. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.